This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Be working when people are dancing. Anyway, shoe swap tonight for yourself, Jade Gulliver. Mm-hmm. We are going into the world of stamp collecting. Riveting, exciting.
Yes. But first of all, you know I like to find nerdy facts out about things.
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to know what the name of a person who practices stamp collecting is?
I have a few, but they might not be appropriate.
It's called a philatelist.
A philatelist?
Yeah.
And scientific.
It comes from the French word philateli, which was derived from the Greek words philosos, meaning loving, and atelia, which means exemption from tax. Isn't that, which also came to mean postage is prepaid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of convoluted in a way that it's found its way to, you know, what you'd call a stamp collector. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider myself a philatelist.
But you are a stamp collector.
I am a stamp collector. That is a bit of a geeky past, I'll admit.
Yes. And I do have your stamp collection here in front of me. So then I did a bit of research about, like, what am I supposed to be looking for? And it said, how can I tell if a stamp is commemorative or regular issue? Now, apparently, what makes a stamp a good stamp is if it's a commemorative one rather than a regular issue. Because if it's a regular issue, those are ones that are just sent out that you see on your mail, that they're usually sort of the one, you know, they're mass-produced type things. But if you get commemorative ones with important events and histories and people and special subjects and all of that kind of stuff, then that is how you can start to get a good collection together, because they're only sold for limited periods of time. So make sure you collect commemorative stamps. But in any case, I went onto this website for kids about stamp collecting.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, it seemed really appropriate after when you did bring in your stamp collection, and I can see David Lim child writing.
I've even written my name in Chinese on the front.
Yes, you have. And there's a love heart. You drew in pen. Oh,
I know. Stop it. Every time I get a new book when I'm a kid, and I still do that today, yeah. I would write the date that I got the book. I don't know if I'm the only one out there that does that, or I've now, because I'm so embarrassed about that, I've now just limited it to the year that I bought the book.
Okay, so not the date.
No, so you can see how old that book is.
Yeah, well, it's from the 15th of June, 1998.
Okay, enough, Jade.
It's 11 years ago. Okay, so tip number one. Here's the three tips that you need to remember when you're stamp collecting. Tip number one, soaking the stamps. Before you soak, you need to set aside a coloured piece of paper with your stamps on them. And then you will pick out any stamps with any coloured cancellations or any sort of ink issues that you want to get rid of, your duds, so to speak. Then you will you'll soak your stamps, and you'll use a shallow bowl of water. I should mention, before you soak them, you need to make sure that you trim them. If they're on an envelope, you need to make sure that you've trimmed them really closely, but don't cut the perforated edges.
Yeah, don't cut the wiggly bits.
Yes.
Because then it won't be a stamp anymore. It'll just be a little photo-sized thing.
It'll ruin it. And so then, use a shallow bowl and you fill it up with a couple of centimetres, probably about 5 centimetres worth of lukewarm water. Don't ever use hot water. And then you float the stamps with the picture side up. And then you let the stamps float until the glue dissolves and the stamps should slide easily off your envelope or your paper. At this point, the stamps are pretty weak, so you need to make sure that you're very, very careful.
Because they're damp, just yes. Like paper when it's damp. You just exactly. Don't go rough handling it. Yep.
Then you place the stamps onto dry paper, towels or old newspapers. It's a good idea for you to use stamp tongs. To lift the wet stamps instead of using your fingers, and then you lay the stamps in a single layer so that they're not touching one another, and then you just let the stamps dry. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like baking a cake in a way.
You know, you get the right amount of flour, make sure you grease the pan.
Then step number two, right, it was like, of course this is all important, right? You've got your stamps, but then you need an album. What's a stamp collection without an album?
Yeah, it would just be laying on your windowsill, and that's not a very nice way to collect it.
But what you have to do is make sure that you pick something that's nice.
It's like a nice photo album. Yes. Not a photo, sorry, a stamp album. As you can see, my personal childhood stamp album has, surprise, surprise, pictures of stamps on the cover, which is so original.
Yes. The most important thing for you to make sure that you do have in your stamp collecting album, though, is blank acid-free album pages. So make sure that the pages cannot get any sort of discoloration on them and make them ruined. And yours have these little, like, these tissue paper in between so yeah. That they don't rub up against each other. It's so... I should describe David Lim's stamp collecting album because oh my God.
It's all kinds of gay and geek and wrong, isn't it?
It is. And there's, you know, and these stamps are just kind of, you know, they're nicely placed in here in sets of three.
Properly spaced.
Correctly spaced. They're held in by what appears to be a piece of plastic. I guess you're just kind of sliding in on
yeah, you slot them in. There's like clear plastic film that sort of holds them together. It's not like a bracket for them to sit in. And I think at one stage, at the start of the collection anyway, I have put them in order of countries. At the time, I was living in Malaysia, so a lot of them were local stamps. Yes. But now that I'm living in Australia, in hindsight, it's actually very beautiful to go back and look at Malaysian stamps. I had like Singaporean ones and Indonesian ones as well.
Yes, you've got one page of Malaysian. And from there, oh no, two pages of Malaysia. And then from there, you move into the Singapore stamps for two pages. And then from there, you move into the Australian stamps for a couple of pages. And then you get into the luxurious ones where you've got things like Canada. And then you've got bits and pieces from Europe. You've got like the Netherlands. But then you've also got this one that I really like that's kind of a mosaic looking picture that has... A guy who's sitting, you know, when you go into churches and they've got those sort of those stained glass windows.
So it's a picture of a stained glass kind of man.
Yeah, and it's a guy sitting on a horse and he's got like a little trumpet foghorn thing. And it's from Luxembourg.
Luxembourg? Who the hell? Like, I did not
Bangladesh, David Lim.
A lot of our, you know, my mum's company staff were from Bangladesh. So they would get letters from their mama and their papas. And I would just get the envelope.
And David Lim, please explain the Tanzania cap collection.
Ain't nobody in Tanzania got stamps, or let alone a postal system. So they were fake stamps. But I thought they were cute because they were cats.
Okay.
But yeah, thanks, Jade, for getting into my shoe swap, into my stamp collection past. It is so embarrassing. Please put that album away.
Oh, I really like these.
What's that one?
There's this one from Malaysia that's got this... it's got a guy playing badminton. it's an action shot. So, and then there's like this little bumblebee type figurine also playing badminton on the stamp. It's from Malaysia.
That's enough, Jade. Put the album away.
Okay.
You're listening to Different Strokes.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.